This is a really important podcast, Kathy. Hopeless, not truthless. And Garcelle...
Are you talking to me now?
Yes, you're laughing at...
I'm laughing because she's funny. It's not about your podcast. Okay, the name is not amazing, but they do good work.
They do amazing work. Hey guys, it's Sarah.
And Narelle.
You're listening to Hopeless, Not Truthless.
The truthful podcast about hopeless people. Oh my God, did you get more than one night of the Northern Lights? We just got the one here.
Okay, in all seriousness, I only stayed up for the one. I actually did check out the second night, but there was nothing. And then I was too tired last night. So, yeah, but wow.
Like, stupefyingly surreal. It was so beautiful. And it's been such a dream of mine.
Same.
Two things I've always wanted to see. Northern Lights and phosphorescent. Oh, my God. And that's a really hard sentence to say. Northern Lights and phosphorescence in the water.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what those are.
Oh, you do. It's when you go into like the water at night and you stir up the water and there's these little creatures in there that light up. And
oh, so
like
yes.
You see like the glowing water.
Oh, cool. Oh, my gosh.
So I never thought I'd ever be in a place to see the Northern Lights. And they were so bright here, you guys. It was just in my backyard.
That is amazing.
Anybody who saw our stories, I posted a little video of some of the pictures I took on my crappy old phone. But it was incredible.
Oh, the most surreal experience. I felt like Raquel with my my night light there, my rainbow light.
But like real galaxy lights, you guys.
But real galaxy. I felt so cozy going to sleep. I'm like, I don't know. It just was the most incredible, amazing sight. I was in awe, total awe. It was the best.
Yeah.
It was the coolest thing.
Incredible experience. Okay. We also wanted to maybe extend a little apology to you guys. We have gotten some heat.
Yeah.
Heat. Some heat and hate. Some hateful heat over something that we said in a previous episode that, in all honesty, we were very much joking about. And I think we both still feel bad if we've made anybody else feel bad. Basically, what happened, I think it was one of our Summer House episodes, we made a joke about Carl and related him to something about Tom apologists and how we don't care about what Tom apologists have to think. And we got a very upset person in has left a review for us about...
Yeah. We should care what our listeners think. And guys... We care. We care so much what you guys think. And that is the truth.
Like, we just want to make sure you guys really know that we do care. Like, I don't even know if I can express.
Like, hearing from you guys is the absolute best thing about doing this.
Yes.
Right? And that's because we care so much about what you guys think.
Like, we care so much about what you think that we read that review and it bummed us the fuck out.
We care
so much.
We almost packed it in after that, to be honest.
I know.
I'm so frail and weak.
I sent Sarah a message. I was like, Jesus Christ, one bad review and I'm ready to quit the whole thing. Like,
and I'm like, same. And plus, I had my period and it just hit me wrong.
Yeah.
Real bad.
We care too much, okay? Like,
Even if you are apologizing for Tom, we care.
Yeah. We care. So if that wasn't a joke that was funny and if it fell flat, that's what we're apologizing for.
Yeah, because we're not that funny sometimes. Most of the,
yeah.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah.
You are.
No. Just wanted to make that clear.
Yeah, sorry.
Unfortunately, that is the name of the game. We are going to have opinions that maybe people don't agree with. And I think if we don't express our opinions, it gets boring.
Yeah.
For us. And for anyone who's listening to us. So just wanted to put that out there just in case anybody else was feeling a bit hurt. That's not our intention at all.
Definitely not. Thank you guys for sticking around. And
yeah,
you could also like write us a review, a nice positive review if you want to like cheer us up.
Honestly, that would be great because I almost cried. I'm not going to lie.
I know. We were both pretty
I felt really bad. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But the flip side is we've also had a lot of nice messages and stuff from people this week that really cheered us up too. So thank you to those who have reached out from that respect. That meant a lot to us.
Yeah. And you guys make it worth it.
Literally the whole reason we do this is to talk to people like you guys. So yeah. And having said all of that, let's just get into Jersey.
I think so. It's safer that way. Or maybe not. We're jumping into the lion's den here.
Hopefully we don't shove our feet into our mouths again. We might. Literally. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It's Jersey after all. Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 14, Episode 2, The Icing on the Brain Cake. Terrible.
Why does that make me think about testicles?
Like, I don't know. Because testicles look like brains?
Yeah. And I think when you show tests, like when men accidentally show their balls, it's called showing brain.
Oh.
I've heard that.
Ew.
Brain cake. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah. Okay. I've never heard that. But yeah, that makes sense.
We've got taglines.
Oh.
I wrote them down.
Okay. Hit me.
They all suck.
Yeah, I just remember Melissa's, like...
I really only liked Margaret's, but... Okay. So, started off with Melissa's. It's hard not to burn bridges when you're on fire. Girl. And I really hate the way she says fire. It's okay. Very annoying. Because I had to rewind it a couple times to, like, write it down correctly. And every time it got more annoying. Fire.
Yeah.
So then we've got Dolo. I'm a girl from Patterson, playing Switzerland, dating an Irishman. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
No. I mean, it's fine, I guess. It's not the best, but...
Danielle, I'm bougie, unbothered, and above your drama.
Oh, okay. That, like, number one, it's all a lie. Okay?
Well, okay, that was my first thought as well. I was like, honey, you ain't bougie. But it's her company, her bougie, yeah. her bougie kids. I get Which it, but
it's also a lie. And like, don't bring your business into your tagline. Okay, I hate it.
That's actually tacky. That's very tacky. As hell.
Opposite of bougie.
This was my favorite, which was Margaret's. While you're taking cheap shots, I'm taking screenshots.
Yeah, I like it.
It's honest. It's funny. There's kind of a pun in there.
She might work for like Bo Deedle now. Yeah. It's Deedle time.
Then Rachel's. If you don't have my back, at least have a backbone.
Yikes. Foreshadowing, I'm guessing.
Jennifer Aiden. Friends are like handbags. The fake ones are all too easy to spot. I feel like I've heard that one before.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cliche. Very, very, very Jennifer, darling. It's Jennifer time. It's Jennifer Aiden here. In that 1940s fucking accent, like she's trying to pawn off newspapers. What is happening? I can't do it anymore. I don't know.
She's like getting more newspapery too as it goes along.
Yeah.
And actually, I really fucking loved Teresa's as well. You can try to tear me down, but this tree just keeps on growing.
Yes.
So does she know that her fans are called tree stumps?
Well, I think Margaret said it at the last reunion. She's like, oh yeah, okay. Tree stumps.
So this must be like a reply to that.
Definitely.
Fucking love it. I love that she's... Love. Oh my God, that was accidental.
You're becoming...
That it was... One. Shut your goddamn face. Yep, so those were the taglines. Is that the word, taglines, by the way?
Yeah, I think so. That's what
the
I
more
call.
I say the word, the weirder it sounds.
There are words like that. You're like, am I actually making sense right now?
Are these just weird noises coming out of my mouth?
I know. Sometimes it's like the most basic word too. You're like,
yeah.
Computer. What? Oh.
If you say it more than 10 times, it loses all meaning.
This episode, I'm going to just preface this, is a bit, I think, of one that's just leading us to the next storyline. And we'll get there. We'll get there at the end.
This definitely felt like a setup. We're setting things up for the next episode or the following episodes.
I just find it so insane that half the fucking people on this crew, on this set, what is this, on the show, won't film with each other. And like Ariana's getting shit for not filming a one-on-one with Tom Sandoval.
She's still filming with him. But
yeah, just not a one-on-one. Yeah.
Which I wonder if that's what we're going to get.
Maybe. But it is making for a weird show. But let's just get into it, okay? Because we have important stuff to talk about. Very important. We have Danielle, and she's taking Valentina to get headshots. Because she has just signed to the talent agency. And we're thrilled by this, so we're going to bypass it.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I will say is that I did appreciate that Danielle was like, this was totally my idea to get her signed. Nobody should be surprised that this was all my idea. And that this was the avenue that I wanted to go down. And I was like, I appreciate you actually saying that.
She's a lot, hey? Like, she's a lot of a person.
She's a lot of a person, but the thing that I like about her is that she just is who she is. She's not afraid to be who she is, I think. Like, she's not hiding it.
Right. She's not pretentious.
Yes. She's not hiding that she's a lot. She's not hiding her thoughts. Like, she's just very honest about it. That's I appreciate fair. That in people.
Totally. Because it is a hard thing to do, especially in front of a camera. My God. Yeah, that's a good point.
And you know what I forgot about, actually, until this scene?
What?
The whole gift debacle from the last reunion. And it brought to mind the premonition that we had about Danielle and her brother and how that storyline was going to be brought up maybe this season, maybe next season. But at some point, Danielle and her brother is going to become the new Teresa and Joe.
Yeah, it's not going to happen now, is it?
No, it is. It absolutely is. This is all a set. Oh, yes. Okay. He's a fan of the show.
Right. Yeah. Well, and then it gets even deeper because now she's not talking to her father.
Exactly.
So, like
who does this remind you of?
Yeah. Let me think. Hold on. No. Yeah, she's messy. I gotta say, like, you're not talking to your brother. You're not talking to your father. It's a lot of immediate family members we're not talking to. Like, two out of three. She is, like, she's messy. I totally support her if that is what's best for her. I think it's great she's letting the kids, you know, still see Grandpa, Poppy, or whatever his name is. And I think that's, or No-No, or whatever.
Okay, what it is. Right.
But yeah, she's a lot, and she tells us she's going to host a party on the shore for Nate because he had a cyst on his brain in 2017 and had that removed, and it sounds like, you know, that's scary, terrifying. But he is thriving. He's not alive, not just alive, he's thriving. Was that the saying on the sign?
I don't know what saying you're talking about.
Oh, at the party, it's like, he's not just alive, but he's thriving or something like that. And I was like dying at this. Or not dying, but thriving. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're going off the rails already.
Okay, I'm sorry. Next. I am unhinged today, guys. So sorry. I was up at 4 a.m. because some little punks were having a party in the park.
Oh my God. I thought you were telling us how Cody is sick. But then you're like, it's some little punk. And I'm like, that is your son, Sarah.
Your sick son. I know, my poor baby. Yeah, in addition to my son getting sick over Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. I got woken up at 4 a.m. by these kids having a party in the park, blasting music. I'm like, is there a concert happening? What's going on?
On a Sunday
night? On a Sunday. It was brutal. Yeah. Monday morning, you know?
I would have pushed my head out the window and been like, shut the fuck up.
You know, I wanted to, but then I feel like you just can't do that nowadays without paying the price.
Secretly call the cops then.
Yeah, I should have actually. So we see Louis and Teresa, and they're celebrating Louis's dad's 8 years of sobriety. Congratulations. That is incredible.
Their t-shirts in this scene were fucking killing me. So every single time we've had a at-home scene with Teresa so far, she's been wearing her Namaste Bitches merch.
Uh-huh. Do you know the drama with her podcast?
No.
Oh. Her co-host. There's a whole bunch of drama. I can't even follow it. It's so extensive. I guess there's some major drama with her co-host, like going against Teresa behind her back or something. And have not put out a new podcast. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay. So Namaste Bitches. When I saw the t-shirt, I was like, oh, that didn't age well.
Oh, geez. Yeah, no kidding. She's probably swearing at herself now for wearing it.
She's like, not namaste.
Louis also had a t-shirt that said, "Gimme pizza, you old troll," on it. And I'm like, is that also promo for your like pizza oven thing? Oh,
probably. Because that's a Melania quote, I believe, right?
I think so.
Yeah, well, he is the old troll we want pizza from, so.
I know. I was like, who's the old troll in this situation? But what were the legal issues Teresa is referring to?
I need to know. Like, I was cackling at this because she's like, there's things I can't say because it involves legal issues and it involves Margaret Joseph. And she's like, so serious.
She's like, I can't wait until that canary sings. Or I don't even remember what she said, but I need to know.
Okay. This is my thought. Okay. I think it's the Evan cheating rumor that Teresa took the hit for. I think it was actually exposed by Margaret, and Teresa has the proof because Teresa does not like being like under fire for something she didn't actually do. What you know when Teresa didn't actually do something, because she will go to very great lengths to prove she didn't do it. When she actually did something, she's like, never happened. What? Never happened. What? Who are you? I don't know you.
That is 100% correct. However, are you saying that she sued Margaret for saying that?
I don't think. Well, I could see a defamation case. Well, okay. I don't know, dude. I don't know. What do you think? What was your first thought?
Oh, I have no flippin' idea. I was like, Sarah probably will know. Sarah's much more educated in the Jersey verse, I think, I would say. I just want to remind our listeners that I did a catch-up watch of Jersey last season. Like, I power watched all of the previous season, so I missed a little bit of the history. So yeah. I defer to Sarah in terms of stuff like this. And also, you've listened to, you know, Teresa's podcast and stuff like that. So I was hoping that you were going to tell me.
No, actually. My only guess is this Evan rumor, but we shall see.
It's a good guess. I just can't see her suing Margaret.
No, and I didn't necessarily take it like she was suing her, but
well, she said legal. I can't legally talk about it right now because she's basically saying there's a court case. I mean, if I had to guess, it has to be something about what went down, like with the private investigator.
The phone call to her son.
The phone that kind call. Of thing. Yeah, like maybe that arena.
It did kind of make me wonder, is this, like, whatever Teresa is going to reveal, is this what pushed Jen Fessler and Jackie away from Margaret? I mean, we see it kind of starting already, but was this the straw that broke the camel's back kind of thing?
I wonder.
So I cannot, please hurry. We need this rumor.
I know. Did we Google it?
I don't want to Google it. I just love the surprise, you know?
You're right. You do.
I do. I need the surprise in the show. All this social media pre-stuff, like it ruins it for me. I like to be in the dark.
And I can't stop myself, so I'm Googling it right now, but I won't say anything.
Please don't.
I won't say anything.
Okay. I'll talk about Antonia's 18th birthday brunch. Melissa has such a good storyline, okay? She also tells a very heartwarming story about how 18 years ago, I was a piece of meat being slaughtered.
Oh, I had a my C-section. God. I was like, that is quite the sentence to it say at a party, at a birthday, at a, like, whatever this was, graduation. I was like, right. Jesus.
Yeah, it was.
We're about to eat meat, probably, yeah. Melissa. Thank you very much.
She's really trying to do this thing, too, that Teresa does. But I think Teresa is genuine in the way in which she does it. She's like, I want you to explore your wild oats, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I put a note down for this. Like, as if you don't know what sowing your wild oats means, Melissa.
Exactly. She's trying too hard and also not hard enough. Because what is this thing with her cousin Nick? What's going on here? And why are they boosting Joey Gorga up at the table to make him look so good? Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore, does it?
It's very obvious that they're trying to show that he actually is a really good family member and, like, treats his family really well. And he's a great brother-in-law. And Melissa's family is so welcoming. And everybody just gets really, you know, it's all so easy. Like, they're just trying to put all the blame at Teresa's doorstep. The thing that bothered me, though, I was like, This is a very touching story, and I was honestly touched by it because, I mean, I'm very honest about the fact I don't give a crap about the kids on this show, but you give me a good storyline with a gay man, and that will bring tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
However, yeah. I'm like, this is this poor girl's graduation party, and you guys have totally bogarted the entire vibe and turned it into like a family storyline. I'm like, what about this poor girl? Like, celebrate the girl. It's her party.
I know. And Antonia's like, stop, stop. Like, it was uncomfortable for her, I think, you know? So it's so obvious. I hate this kind of stuff. But, you know, well, we're going to have to be exposed to more of it because I think it's all they got going on here. So next we see Danielle, Teresa, and Jen, and they're getting M-sculpt, I think. M-sculpt?
This looked horrible.
Oh my God.
Like, I am all for cutting corners and... Yeah. You know, I would love to just go with you one day and do 50,000 squats all at once to my butt. But it looked terrible, especially when Jennifer Aiden said, she's like, I usually have to get laughing gas because it's horribly painful. I was like, holy shit.
I mean, Teresa took it like a champ, even though she does not need this. Okay.
No.
She is in incredible shape.
Yeah. She had a nice butt.
She does. She's like, yeah, it's ridiculous. None of them need it, okay, to be clear, but it's wild to me. And yeah, they're just sitting there getting their asses shaked up, sculpted. And then there's Jen Aiden just talking about, you know, the double-sided dildo conversation. He likes a little tickle, tickle, a little
tickle in his butt.
Oh, I'm like, just stop it. God damn it, stop it. And then this is where Danielle tells Teresa and Jen that she's staying at Rachel and John's down at the shore. Scary.
This is the behavior from Danielle that I like because most housewives would be cowering in this moment to tell Teresa or to tell Jennifer Aiden, like, I'm going down to Rachel's house. She just says it. She's like, this is what I'm doing. And I'm totally honest about it, about wanting to forge a relationship with Rachel. She's a retro face. And I'm like, I don't know if I would be friends with you in real life because you are a lot, but I would probably enjoy being around you because I find those people, I don't know, refreshing.
Yeah. Entertaining, chaotic, all sorts of things. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So do you think Teresa's actually okay with it?
No. Not even a little bit. I think that this is just the beginning of World War III. World War Tree.
I know. And you always know when she gets those big bulgy eyes, she's like, you know me, I never say, tell anyone who to be friends with or not, don't pick a side. You just better pick mine, but that's fine.
I don't do it on camera. I don't. You know me.
That's right. I know. I thought, oh, Teresa, Teresa. And then on the other side, we have the three others, Marge, Rachel, and Melissa. And they're playing pickleball
trio.
And I thought, oh boy, what a contrast, eh?
They're working on their butts in the traditional way.
Yeah, yes, yes. I thought it was interesting that, you know, Rachel tells us she was diagnosed at a very young age with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, and she's in a flare right now. And I thought, you know what? You are a trooper for showing up, playing pickleball during your RA flare.
And like she got her hips replaced at like 18 or 19, she said.
Yes.
That's wild.
Yeah, that is actually. Poor thing. That's terrible. This is also where Rachel tells us that John, the big drug lord, you know, that he was, that Teresa's accusing him of being, was actually from where he was 17 years old, and he got caught selling pot. Now.
So, okay.
Oh.
You go.
Oh.
No, you go.
On the Twitters, someone who lived in the town has come out and said, this is not true at all.
Okay, that's interesting because I was about to say on the Reddits, says that they live in the area and John Fuda is known to be a dealer to this day.
Currently? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. That's...
But it was just like a rando comment. Yeah. It's not, there's no proof. There's no like substantial evidence. So either this is a smear campaign against the Fudas. Or there really is people out there who John Fuda is selling drugs to.
Rachel's got a lot of hatred for Teresa, hey?
Yeah. I mean, is it unwarranted? I keep going back to the fact that Louis hired
yeah.
Bo Deedle. I'm never going to be able to forget that.
I know. You know what, though? I feel like if you're that traumatized by it, don't be on the show.
True.
She's too new, in my opinion, to put up these.
Even if I am on the show, I'm still going to throw that out at every opportunity.
Definitely. But she's
because
like...
that is crazy behavior. Yeah. Like you just said, her being so new on the show, she's definitely maybe getting a little bit too big for her britches, I think is the
That's
saying.
How it feels.
Especially towards the end of the episode where she's like drawing lines in the sand, basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know if you are equipped to do that yet, my friend.
Yeah. And she's like, the gate has been bolted shut. And I'm like, dude, you're on a TV show, okay? Like, I know you're so Team Melissa also. And this is like just bolstered all of this into like escalating. But like, this isn't how this works. And I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's just a little bit too hot out of the gate for a newbie.
Yeah, well, and then pair John with her. And it's like, these two need to stop.
Yeah, John Fuda is giving Joe Gorga a run for his money in terms of like, who's going to be the bigger house husband. Totally. This man wants to be famous on this show.
Yes, he does, sister. And it's too much. It's too much because... when they show up to their respective shore houses, we're just going to jump ahead. Who arrived at their... Oh, Jen Fessler. The Fesslers, yeah. Right? And he's like, you know, they're razzing Jen for kind of associating with Teresa. And he says to her, I won't associate with anyone who associates with Teresa. That is brazen.
And then he's like, nobody better push me at this party. Like, I'll lose my... And I'm like... I'm pretty sure you want them to, my friend. Like, I'm yes! pretty sure you are just hoping. That's why you went to the last event. You were hoping that Louis was going to show up so you could have a fight. But instead, you went after Polly. Like, you yeah. want to fight. That is the vibe I'm getting from this man.
That's right. That's right. It's scary, too. I don't like it. He looks like he's just always ready to fight someone.
Mm. And speaking of who he looks like, Sarah. Sarah and I determined he is like a carbon copy. Well, not quite. He's very similar to a man that I dated briefly.
Yes, he
is. And I'm very...
especially from the side.
Something about the hair.
Yeah.
And it's his eyes for me that really look
yeah.
like this man.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
He's also starting to look more and more like his wife, TBH. They showed them side by side. I'm like, good Lord.
Similar plastic surgeon, maybe?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of stuff happening. Rachel's very honest with Jen. She's like, this is so messed up that you even want to be friends with Teresa. I can't believe this. Like, after witnessing what she did to us last year. But I love that Jen Fessler, she's just, yeah, I know, but it's cool. She just brushes them off. And I think Jen secretly really wants to be friends with Teresa. I think she finds her interesting, like she said, but she's a good bridge between these two groups. We need a bridge, and she is it.
We do, and I'm glad that it's Fessler. She's another one who, like Danielle, I respect for just staying true to herself. You know, like totally. She said, she does have an opinion of Teresa. Like she fights dirty. You go low, Teresa goes lower. She's mm-hmm. a dirty fighter, but like we see at the end of the episode, she says, you know, I like her. I do. I just yeah. do. And sometimes you just gotta follow through with your gut instinct.
Yeah. I respect her too, especially because she's so likable. I don't know. There's something about her. So Bill Aiden is actively avoiding the show right now, right? Is that a safe assumption?
No, but I'm assuming yes.
I kind of miss him.
It depends whether or not he shows up this weekend.
Yeah.
Like if he's on the next episode.
Because he hasn't even been in any house scenes or anything with her so far. So.
No, but she did say that he's trying to come later that night, I think, like after the parties. So
after the parties, when filming, I presume, will be shut down.
But if he is on the next episode, I will cut him some slack.
Yes, same. I do miss him on the show, actually. I like his character because he's kind of terrible.
Did you miss Jackie?
Not even a little bit. Didn't even notice. No.
I don't think anybody else missed her either.
Honestly, not at all. Again, I did not miss her. What about you?
No. I mean, I really sound like I'm a real Danielle stan this episode. I'm not that much of a fan, you guys, but I also loved her in this moment where she was like, you know, she made fun of the way I look and the things that I wear, and I don't like that. Like, I feel like most people would be embarrassed by that and would have hid that fact maybe and just been like, well, I don't like her for, you know, these reasons. Like, it's refreshing to have somebody be like, she made fun of the way I look and it hurt my feelings, so I don't want her here.
That's a good point. I like your perspective on her, because right now I'm just like overwhelmed by her all the time. What did you think of Tiffany and Dante, the new couple that I'm assuming we'll see more of?
Okay, I was wondering if there is this like an introduction. Are they coming onto the show? I felt real bad for Teresa and Aiden walking into that after they had already buddied up to the other women. Uh-huh. That is like, that's my nightmare, to walk into a situation like that. I had a question. I had a question for you, though.
Oh.
The Second Wife's Club. You are a part of that club, too.
Indeed. And I didn't even realize till I watched it again this morning. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me.
It's you. And you were an upgrade.
Oh, let's hope. I'm still here, so hopefully. But yeah, kind of interesting, isn't it?
I know. I was like, I wonder if Sarah relates to Margaret in this moment.
Is that very often? But I did. And I did kind of chuckle. Margaret's getting on my nerves this season. And I don't dislike Margaret.
She's one of the housewives that I wouldn't say I'm amused by her. There's something about her that I do want to see what Margaret says, but then I get annoyed by it.
Okay, I feel very similarly, but I've never really pieced that together for myself.
Is there a word for that?
I don't know. Like, self-inflicted something?
Annoyance? Self-inflicted irritation?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, she's one that I'm interested in hearing from, I think, because I like being annoyed by her.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of annoying, Melissa touching Dolores's ass constantly. I'm already tired, Narelle. I'm already tired.
It's not even funny, though.
No, it's not. And stop showing it, guys. Like, you don't need to show it. She's got nothing going on. It's fine.
What if they're actually not showing, like, 95% of it?
I guarantee. Even Dolores is like, oh, no, Jen Fessler said she does the same thing to her.
Yeah.
It's like a one-trick pony at this point. So Teresa arrives, and Jen Fessler rolls right on up to her immediately. She didn't even waste a second. She's like, oh, my sister loved you so much. She doesn't like anyone. Right in front of Rachel and, wow, and Margaret. And that's bold. She's bold.
She's very bold. And then Teresa was like, do you want to go for a chat? Fessler's like, quick, Jen, give me your pen first. Give me your weed pen. I don't blame you. I do not blame you at all.
No, totally. Yeah, so this is where Teresa pulls Jen to the side and she asks her about the rumor that Frank talked to her about, like that everyone got together at Margaret's house before the reunion to make a game plan. And Jen explains, you know, we were making a plan and prepping for Louis to have a lot of info on us because, of course, you know, he hired a PI. And like, I must have blacked it out when Louis openly admitted this on camera with no shame.
Oh, he did. He did. Yeah. This was an actual thing that happened. And like, I can't even blame them.
No.
If I was in their shoes, I would definitely have been like, you guys, we got to have a meeting before the reunion to like figure it all out and like get everything straight. Like, yes. Yeah, totally.
Totally.
I would absolutely have done that, Teresa. Fuck. Jesus.
I thought it was very curious that Teresa swore on her four daughters that Louis didn't call Marge's son.
Yeah, and I also thought it was very interesting. We hear a little offside comment from Melissa in this moment saying, oh, when Jen Fessler's cocktailed up, you never know what she's going to say. And I'm like, huh.
Yeah, I think that was a loaded statement. I do.
What is she worried that Jen Fessler's going to drop?
Right.
Anyways.
Talking all the shit. Anyway, that is it, really.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think next episode's probably going to be a real banger because we got a setup episode here. But if you guys haven't yet, make sure you head on over to our Summer House episode if you watch the show. We had a lot of fun talking about it this week.
Sure did. yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and we really appreciate you guys being here.
Love all of you, and until next time, stay truthful.
But not hopeless.
Love you.
Bye.